So on today's podcast, we have... so we have Troy.
That's me, right?
Troy boy.
Yeah, Troy boy. Uh-huh.
Connor, your boy.
And Joey.
And we'll be discussing the AAF dying, the Jets uniforms, Duke lost, who's better, D-Wade, Paul Pierce, the beef between Antonio Brown and Juju Smith-Schuster, and what type of shoes we like to wear. And Joey got a new nickname for the podcast today. Welcome to Care to Discuss, and the AAF has died. Thank you for your service. It's been it was a good 7 weeks.
Good run.
Good run.
I can officially say I watched part of one game in the first week.
Yep.
I mean, honestly, I saw this coming. Like, no one watches it past the first week.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, the Orlando Sentinels did go 6-1.
Orlando Apollo.
Oh, Apollos. Wow. See, that's how much I care about it right now.
I mean, here's the thing. I would rather go and watch my local high school football team play than go and watch an AAF game. Just because, like, it costs $40 less, and I actually care about the team.
Yeah, I don't know. It's not as interesting. I don't know what else to say about it.
Johnny Manziel came in.
Yeah, he played, what, 2 games, I think?
I just know he had a Instagram video, Twitter clip that said some dude was talking trash to him, and he was like, better keep talking that smack, we're going to beat you.
Yep.
But did you hear, like, what the AAF, like, did to their, like, how it all ended with the players?
No.
The players got pretty much screwed.
Seriously.
Like, they basically were like, all right, yeah, like, we paid you 2 weeks ago or a week ago. Like, that was your final paycheck.
Bye.
Like, good luck finding a place home. I hope you saved your money. We're not paying for your flights or your medical expenses that you need. Kind of take care of yourselves because that's all you got from us. We're done.
Yeah.
Well, they didn't have the money for
it. Yeah, well, they lost. I think it was like $70 million. Like,
yeah.
Like, the whole thing, like, it was a good idea, granted. Like, it sounded really good.
Yeah.
Like, all right, kind of like a, if you will, like a G League.
Like a minor league.
A minor league, yeah, for the NFL.
But they didn't have, like, I mean, I guess the NFL supporting. Like, I don't think the NFL put any money into it.
Oh, yeah, probably not.
I think that the reason why, like, the minor league is successful in baseball is just because of, like, there's a different atmosphere with baseball games, and it's something that you can, like, go and, like, bring your kids to without them knowing, like, either of the teams.
Yeah.
And you just hang out and have a good time and watch the fireworks in the end.
I mean...
But it's not the same atmosphere at a football game, I don't think.
Like, I mean, if you go to a, like, a minor league baseball game, have you been to one of their promotional nights?
Yeah.
Like... They sell their soul for a good promotional night, so.
Yeah, we have a Mormon night with the Charlotte Knights.
Well.
Interesting.
Yeah. So, yeah, and, like, it's cheaper usually, and you don't watch minor league baseball on the TV either. You go and you watch the games live.
I mean, have you been to a Idaho Falls Chuckers game before?
No, but I want to.
I'd be down, honestly. Like, I love, like...
I think it'd be cool to watch.
Yeah, I mean...
I wouldn't watch them on TV.
No.
I'd go watch them in person. Oh, yeah. Just for the atmosphere.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they're a good... They're a rookie ball team, and it's like watching high school baseball, but with wooden bats.
So
that's pretty interesting.
It's a wooden bat tournament for high school.
There's a story I have, right?
Yeah.
So I used to play baseball in high school, and we played this team called the they were Marietta High School. You know?
Okay.
So...
Marietta.
The Blue Devils, right? There's this dude named Chevy Clark, and he was a center fielder for him, and he hit like 3 homers against us and pitched like the last 2 innings, and we lost. We got run ruled or whatever. We lost by a lot. He was a awesome player because he had a home run on both sides of the plate. And then, like, a few years back, I went to a Chuckers game.
Yeah.
And I saw Chevy Clark play on the other team. But he's been drafted for, like, he's been in the league for, like, 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, he's not very good.
So he's not really that good because he can't hit on either side of the plate. So
he peaked in high school.
Yeah, I mean, good riddance. You're a jerk.
So. Chevy Clark sounds like a car dealership.
That's a Georgia name if I ever heard of
him. Yep, he was.
Chevy. Come on down to Chevy Clark car dealership.
Come here, Chevy. But I will say there are that some AAF players are getting, you know, looked at by the NFL now. I think the Browns signed the Apollo quarterback. I think his name is Gabbard or Garrett Gabbard.
Gilbert.
Yeah, Gilbert Gabbard or something like that. So like some players are getting some benefits. Like they performed well, so now like the NFL teams are looking at them. So like, I guess some players are benefiting, but for everyone else, they're getting the shaft. Straight shaft.
Hey, you want to look up Trent Richardson's stats right now?
For the Birmingham
Iron? Yeah, just look up Trent Richardson AAF stats.
Yeah, but that's kind of what the central idea was, though, wasn't it? That, like, this would be, like, a stepping stone for a lot of players.
Yeah.
So, what I've heard was that he scored the most touchdowns in the AAF.
Yeah.
But he still only had, like, a 2.2 yards per carry.
Right.
So, he wasn't really that good.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to try to make another football league, like, I think you'll have better success in Canada than in America.
Yeah. I mean, they play with 3 downs, so always passing. It's like backyard football. So, guys, have you seen the New York Jets' new football uniforms?
I have.
I haven't.
All right.
You're not missing anything.
All right, just go on your phone and look at them and tell me what you think.
To be honest with you, I don't see a huge difference. I see, like, maybe the color green is different. I saw that it's a Gotham green. That's the name of the green on their jerseys. So, literally doesn't look different to me. I think maybe they changed the font on their name, and that's about it.
I'm 1 second here.
It's a very minimal change. They used to have this double stripe on their shoulder, and it was a very classic looking uniform. Like back in the 60s, they used to wear it, and they kept it there for a long. Well, they went descended from the jersey and then came back. They're back in that little green helmet dissension period of their life.
I kind of like it. I like the black uniforms.
Okay, now look up Marshall's uniform.
Well, blackout uniforms look good on anyone because it's black. You can't really screw up black.
Yeah. Look up Marshall's uniform?
Yeah, no, just look up Marshall.
The college.
Marshall. The college, like Marshall football.
University?
Yeah.
Honestly, I think I may have liked the old jerseys just with like, they had like the green or the white stripes on the shoulder and then on the helmet.
Yeah, their helmet looks nicer. I like the way their helmet looks. They have like a chrome looking green helmet right now. And
it's kind of, I do like that chrome.
I do not like the Marshall's uniform. Why are you making me look up uniforms for some college?
Oh, just that now look at the other uniform, and they look kind of the same. They look
somewhat.
There's like, they kind of just look like the same colors of like North Texas.
Yeah.
Any other Kelly Green team.
Here's the thing.
Gotham Green.
Who cares about the Jets?
Yeah.
True. But they did sign a lot of good players this offseason, so they do have a fighter's chance.
I mean, who's the bigger dumpster fire, the Jets or the Giants?
Oh, the Giants, 100%.
All right, well, they have a good PR team. They just get it. They just wanted the Jets wanted to be the biggest disaster in New York, so they decided to get ugly uniforms.
I think that the Jets should move to New Jersey. two teams in one stadium.
They're already in New Jersey.
Well,
they both are.
Well, yes. Okay, the Giants should move to New York.
Not enough space. Yeah. Look at the Chargers and the Rams are gonna be playing in the same.
I don't like that either.
Yeah, they're both going to have the same stadium.
I mean, it's just the rich team piggybacks on, or the poor team piggybacks on the rich team.
Well, in the LA case, it's, you know,
the Rams.
The Rams are paying for everything, and the Chargers are like, all right, we'll just free stadium. Yeah, we'll take
it. Oh, yeah, me too.
I'm also not a huge fan of having two football teams for one city.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, you're dividing your base at that point.
Well, but it's all based on, you know,
who you like more.
The city, too. Yeah. Like, if the city will pay for that team to be there and, like,
help. I mean, I'm not going to pretend like I'm a better businessman than the NFL, but it just doesn't make sense to me.
I mean, you look into, like, what is it? Baseball back in the day used to have, well, they used to have, like, three, they had a whole bunch of New York teams and Boston teams, and they kind of, like, spread out.
Yeah.
But right now, there's, like, two in New York City-ish, mm-hmm. and then there's two in LA, and there's two in Chicago.
There's always a couple in Texas.
Well, yeah, I mean, Texas is, like, 12 states in itself, so.
Quick impromptu question here. If you had to put in a 33rd team, where would you put it?
Ooh.
A 33rd team?
Yeah, 33rd team.
So,
mm-hmm. Mess up the balance, but.
I feel weird. Maybe, well, already Las Vegas, so.
We're doing football?
Yeah, football.
I mean, the easy place would be like St. Louis.
Yeah, St. Louis would be easy.
That would be easy.
I could see one going up in one of those southern states, like.
Like Oklahoma?
Oklahoma would be a good one. Maybe, I was thinking more like. Alabama, Louisiana.
So Alabama, oh yeah.
Well, I mean, they already, there's.
They don't care. All they care about is college.
Yeah. Well, I mean, well, if you put a.
You already have a base there.
If you put a NFL team in Alabama, they would only be the second favorite NFL or professional team in Alabama. Because Alabama already gets paid.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Maybe like. North Dakota?
North
Dakota.
That's a bad idea.
That'd be a horrible
How about Sicksburg, Idaho?
You have to pay people to come over.
Put one in Salt Lake.
Puerto Rico.
One in Utah or...
like Portland?
Portland. Like another one in the West Coast.
Oh yeah, Oregon.
Because right now a lot of West Coast people, Northwest I should say, are split between the Broncos and the Seahawks.
True.
Put someone else in here.
I was just thinking, like, Utah fans, like, they're so loyal to to their team.
The Jazz.
Like, oh my gosh, like, doesn't matter how the Jazz are playing or who's on that team, like, the fans are absolutely.
Oh, your favorite white guy, though.
They're absolutely psycho for
their sports teams. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. They have, right now, it's Donovan Mitchell. They used to have Gordon Hayward, and they used to have Darren Williams, and they used to have AK-47 Karolinko or whatever.
Yeah, oh, yeah. And then Stockton, Malone, like, the goats.
I think one of the dumbest arguments I've ever had with somebody was a Utah fan telling me that Jerry Sloan was a better coach than Phil Jackson.
LOL.
That's all I have to say about that.
Anyway, going back to the Jets uniforms, I feel like with all the hype they put around it, they could have done so much more with it. Like, and it just like was a. Just like a huge bummer when they released it. You're like, what we're getting? Like.
Yeah, probably more disappointing if I were a Jets fan.
Yeah, but anyway, I think the Jets will be pretty good this year. Addition of Le'Veon, young quarterback Sam Darnold.
Oh yeah,
beefed up their defense and offense. So like, should be interesting. I think they'll be a threat, even though their uniforms suck. So.
I mean, the Patriots are gonna still win the division, but I mean, I guess they'll go for second.
Yeah,
go 7-9.
But Gronk's not there anymore, so who knows?
See what happens.
We'll see. So, I had two takes this week, and my first take was that I wasn't going to wear a jacket again for the rest of spring and summer. And you know what happened?
You wore a jacket today?
Yeah.
Well, it is like 100 miles an hour of wind out there.
Yeah, it's windy.
I was so stubborn in not wearing a jacket, and then I looked out and decided I had to wear a jacket today.
Mm-hmm. And your other take?
And my other take...
Oh no! Who thought?
Oh man! After watching them play,
after watching them barely beat four teams.
True. When you, I think the first round they handled.
Yeah,
their team. I don't know who they some 15 seed.
Yeah,
handled them. But the other two games they played, when you barely win because the other team misses a layup or a go-ahead basket at the last second, like, you're bound to lose.
Yeah.
There's no way you can keep that up.
Yeah, Duke was good this year, don't get me wrong, but, I mean...
Oh, yeah, definitely.
The NCAA March Madness, it'll get you every time.
Yeah, it'll get you. Thing is, things I noticed with Duke is their three-point shooting was trash.
Yeah.
They were not good. Free throw line, trash. Couldn't make free throws for life. If they hit free throws in that game against Michigan State, if RJ Barrett hits that last free throw, like the game changes. If he just makes one of the, like, if he just hits that free throw, like, totally different outcome of the game.
I mean, he gets paid millions of dollars just to make free throws.
And
can he just make a free throw?
Like, I don't know if this is true. I haven't been really keeping up with the NCAA this year. But it seemed like they were kind of riding on Zion the whole time. Like, when Zion got hurt, like, they lost to UNC both times. And, like, I mean, can't pay you back on one player. Like, ask the Lakers. You can't.
Well, yeah, you look at the Lakers, and they're piggybacking on LeBron. LeBron kind of quit. Like, the 12th game of the year.
Yeah, he quit after
he quit as soon as he signed the contract.
Yeah.
But
as soon as he heard his groin, he's like, yeah, I'm done.
Yeah.
He's like, this team's trash.
It's just like, it seems like Coach K is starting to turn into Joe Paterno when he got really old.
So, How do you mean?
So, this is what I'm saying, right? He has other coaches under him that coach for him. And he's like
he's the face of the organization.
He's the face. He's like the CEO.
I can see that being a thing. If that's the case, that's really too bad, because he's an amazing coach.
He's just there for FaceTime.
And it looks like, just like, oh, Zion. It's just like they let Zion play ISO ball, and there's no play calling. Yeah. It's just like, oh, you got it.
Yeah.
I can see that.
It's like watching a regular season NBA game.
Did you hear what Gilbert Arenas said about Zion?
What?
He said that Zion is not all the hype that everyone says he is. From his point of view, he said, you know, Zion, he's a 6'8", 6'7", like 285-pound guy. Mm-hmm. He's not a center. Mm-hmm. He's like, what position does he play?
Yeah.
He's he doesn't fit in.
I mean, I'm not going to say he's LeBron James, but no, LeBron James had that same comparison.
But he's like all he has is hops. Mm-hmm. He can't shoot.
Yeah.
All he does is sit on the wing, wait for a fast break, give him the ball and he dunks. He's like, what else do you get from him? He's like, he doesn't have, like, a well-rounded skills around him to boost him up, unlike his teammate RJ Barrett, who's like a more overall better skilled player.
Right.
Who I think, I don't know. I don't know that much about, you know, scouting talent, but
if he can make a three and make a and get to the if he can get to the get to the basket at will, then he's already really good.
I think it will be a lot harder for him though in the NBA than in college, definitely.
If he can get some handles and turn into like a, I'm not saying he's.
I don't know if he'll ever have great handles just because how big he is. But granted, he is incredibly athletic. Like the hops for a 285-pound guy, he shouldn't even be able to jump that high or move that well to begin with. So
I mean, he's already powerful. You can put some weight down.
Yeah, he's definitely powerful. And I think he still will be a really big, like, impact player when he gets into the league.
He just needs...
Will he be as hyped as everyone says he is? I don't know. Like, I guess we'll have to wait and see.
He needs to be drafted to the right organization. That's pretty much what
maybe, if he gets developed right.
Like, if he goes to the Knicks, they're going to be trash. If he goes to, like, the Celtics... But they're not the number one overall pick. They already sold their soul too many times.
Right. Yeah, but... So,
it's just like, they have to get in, he has to get into the right system. And but that's pretty much
if he does go to the Knicks, you know, I've been hearing things, you know, Kevin Durant, he's a sure shot. People saying he's a sure shot for going to New York in the offseason.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
you know, pair him up with Zion, like, could have something nice there.
Yeah, that does make sense. So, I mean, we get to go on.
What do you guys think about the Texas Tech, Virginia?
Oh, this is my opinion.
Yeah.
When Virginia made it, right? and Auburn fouled the dude, right?
Yeah.
The white kid.
Yeah.
This is every white kid's dream. This is what they go to the middle school basketball gym when they
YMCA.
YMCA. or the church basketball court because they didn't make it on their basketball team, or they're like me, I just didn't play.
This is what they picture in their mind when they're like, all right, 5, 4, 3.
No, oh, here, this is the perfect situation. It's like you're shooting your three and you're doing like a turnaround three and then you miss it. Mm-hmm. And then obviously this is a fixed situation.
Yeah, so, and then in your mind, you're like, oh, I was fouled.
So then you go shoot your three free throws and then you make your first two, right? And you're tied, right? And then you miss your third one and you, oh wait, lane violation by the defense. Gotta make another three.
No, you miss your third one and you're like, oh, but I was able to grab it off the rim and then toss it right back up.
Yep. But he actually made all three free throws, so.
Auburn got screwed.
Yeah, that sucks for Auburn.
They got screwed. Like, it should have been a double dribble on the guy when it bounced off his foot and he dribbled again. But, gosh, that's tough. That's a tough one. That guy, whoever that guy is who fouled, what's his name, Guy? Mm-hmm. On the three-point line, like, you gotta, final seconds, you gotta give him some space, like, can't be up on him. Like,
just gotta tackle him.
Troy told me earlier today that some Auburn fans ran out when the game ended the first time.
Oh, they went to Tumor Circle.
Celebrating.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, were they, like, TP their jerseys?
Yeah. typical Auburn fans. They don't. They can't read and they don't know when the score's over, when the game's over. So.
That sucks.
So, just be prepared. Since Duke lost, you're going to get mushroom and green olive pizza. And that's it.
Nah, dude. No, we want the good stuff.
Yeah, I want that, triple meat or,
I want the most expensive thing on the menu.
All right, we'll go to Little Caesars then.
I just feel bad, man, because, I think your bracket in ESPN was better than everyone else's.
It is?
I think, and you still have to buy us pizza.
Honestly, we should have been rooting for Duke, because we would have netted more pizza had McKay won the best.
True.
Yeah.
That would have meant you and I would have been buying for the championship, which is fine.
That's fine, because I'm going to get
pizza.
12 pizzas over the next 12 weeks. Yeah,
your return on investment is pretty bad, so.
Hey, at least I'm getting something for free, right?
Yeah, I mean, I don't have to pay for pizza.
No loss for me, yeah.
I got Big Fat L in my bank account now. I don't know what's scary, looking at my grades or looking at my bank account. Cool. So, today we had two Twitter beefs that we saw. Twitter arguments of the day. First one was Paul Pierce saying that he's better than Dwayne Wade. This is my opinion.
The truth.
I don't like Paul Pierce, and the day that I saw him limp off of the court and he came back in a wheelchair, he got rolled into the locker room with a wheelchair, and he came back and won the game. He came back. What the heck? It's like LeBron cramping one finals.
He took Mike's secret stuff. Game changer.
What, PEDs?
Y'all ever seen The Karate Kid?
Yes.
Which one? Either one. They both have the same basic plot.
Okay.
I like the Jaden Smith one better.
And the one with Jaden Smith, I guess, is that the one that you've seen?
I've seen both.
Okay. Well, both of them, of course, is a famous sweep the leg. And, you know, Danny's leg's broken. So Mr. Miyagi takes him back and he does his creepy voodoo magic on him. And then he brings him back out and he's able to do the crane thing and kick him an illegal kick to the head. That's exactly what happened with Paul Pierce. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't like him.
Yeah, it's Mr. Miyagi back there doing
By the way, Dwayne Wade's better. That's my opinion.
Well, you're a Lakers fan, so you already hate the Celtics.
I'm a Kobe fan. I have retired from being a Lakers fan until they get good again, so.
Classic.
I'll come out of hiding.
Can I retire from all my teams until they get good again?
Yes. Okay. Yes, you can. Yeah, you should, because the Panthers are going to be horrible.
The Panthers, the Steelers, and the Broncos are all going to have a tough game.
Oh, yeah, Joey's 14,000 favorite teams.
52 favorite teams.
Oh.
And one of them's bound to be good.
Yeah.
Bring back the Charlotte Bobcats.
Bob averages. Is it like the pigeonhole theory or the Bob averages?
A book, broke clock is right twice a day. So
there you go.
That's my favorite.
If I root for all the teams, one of them
bound to win, right?
Yep.
With the whole Paul Pierce, Dwayne Wade thing, you gotta go based off rings, right?
Los Angeles Kobe Bryant fan, rings matter, ring.
So we're going based off ratings, Dwayne Wade, right?
Yeah, sure, whatever.
I don't know. I think it's kind of stupid for Paul Pierce to even bring it up. But I always liked Dwayne Wade better than Paul Pierce to begin with.
Mm-hmm. How can someone be so ugly?
And Paul Pierce kind of like ended his career as a bum.
Yeah.
He was absolute garbage.
He played his whole career as a bum. But...
So, I don't know. I think I'd take Dwayne Wade. I think he's more of a classy guy anyway. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, I mean...
You can't hate Dwayne Wade.
You can't hate Dwayne Wade.
You can't hate him. He's a classy guy, but Paul Pierce, like, a lot of hate.
Yeah, oh yeah.
A lot of hate for Paul Pierce.
I mean, he has an ugly face. He has a punchable face. And he's, like, overweight. So it's like it rubs it in your face that he's good at basketball.
It's like, how are you scoring on me?
Yeah, it's just unfair.
Yeah.
And it's just not jealousy. All right. So Juju Smith-Schuster and Antonio Brown got in a little hissy fit.
A little beef. Got some beef.
Yeah, we'll go look up on the tweeters. It was just mostly, I'm not going to look it up, but it's Antonio Brown calling out Juju Smith-Schuster for fumbling a ball to end their season.
Yeah.
But I think, was it Antonio Brown? Like, was it, the, if it was the last game of the year.
Yeah.
Was Antonio Brown not on in the game?
Was he even playing? Like,
I no. Mean, he yeah, had
I
a...
Really traitor. I hate Antonio Brown.
I mean, Joey did say earlier this year that Antonio Brown was his favorite player on the Steelers.
Ah, yeah! Le'Veon Bell was.
I'm gonna have to need a recording of that. I don't remember that ever
happening. Oh, man.
I recorded right in my brain, bro.
The thing is, when Antonio Brown was a no one coming in, he was from, what, Western?
Central Michigan.
Western Michigan?
Central.
Was it Central? Or he was a Michigan team.
Yeah.
Who cares?
He was either a Bronco or a Chippewa.
And he was, you know, some nobody, and then he became super good with Ben Roethlisberger, and then... Like, every year he just got better and better, and his ego is just out of this world.
It's just
out of this world.
He was a Madden cover waiting to happen for, like, 4 years.
If I have one football wish, it would be that Antonio Brown fails in everything he does this year.
And if you ever dye your mustache blonde, like, I don't know, like, there's something wrong.
First of all, if you have a mustache on your face without it, like, real facial hair, there's a lot of wrong right there. Let's go think of good people that have mustaches.
Hulk Hogan.
He's a bad guy now because he did something stupid. Hitler had a mustache.
Is that really a mustache though?
Michael Jordan had a Hitler mustache once.
I don't know a lot of people with just mustaches.
Chef Boyardee.
Monopoly guy?
Wait, does he?
I'm pretty sure. Yeah, it's just
KFC guy?
Mustache.
Colonel Sanders?
Colonel Sanders.
He has a beard.
Does he have a beard?
Yeah, he has a goatee.
Mr. Peanut? I'm pretty sure.
No, he has a monocle.
Mustache. Doesn't he have... He might not have a mustache. I don't know. I don't want to look it up.
I don't know. I can't think of anyone.
Captain Hook?
Does Captain Hook have a...
He's got a curly...
He has a curly
one. The curly key mustache.
Yeah, true.
This guy I saw at Panda Express the other day had a curly key mustache.
Like, the mustache is probably, like, the worst facial hair feature on a person.
No. Big side
or chops.
Yeah.
Chops. Just get some chops.
Oh, my cousin had that rocked out for a little bit.
Connected to your handlebar mustache.
Yeah, we ain't about the mustaches anymore.
I don't know. Antonio Brown's a bum. I like Juju Smith. Fun guy. Plays Fortnite.
He plays Fortnite. He's, like, probably one of the best Madden players to get on your football team because he's still young.
Yeah, I think Antonio Brown going after Juju, that is, like, super uncalled for.
Also, it's always been, like, my dream to have a middle name quotation like that. Like, Schuster. Like, that's just, like, what I want.
One day.
Hyphenated? Or?
Just, like, Joey, I don't know, what's it?
Cool boy.
The dude. No, I'm sorry, or something like that. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes. That's actually
not what I want, but...
The dude.
But that's what
I think we can do. Make that.
No, please don't.
All right, so Joey is now called
the
dude.
Don't.
Joey the
dude.
Not
what I
want.
I regret this whole thing.
All it's right.
Like every MMA fighter who has like a nickname.
Yeah.
So hereby forth, Joey. What's your middle name?
Richard.
Richard Nanto.
Nanto.
Will be called the dude.
Please.
For the rest of podcasting history.
Oh, I dubbed no.
Stop.
The dude.
All right, we just had a little what is it?
Knighting.
It's like, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Sir Dude.
Sir Dude. Sir Dude. I hate this.
What if we called you Sir?
Sir, Mr. Sir?
No, Sir? No, Sir Dude.
Sir Dude. Joey Sir Dude Nanto. Oh,
stop. All right. This is what's going to happen. Joey Sir Dude Nanto is now official. So now, since we're getting off the topic of basketball and football, we brought Connor onto the podcast because he is a shoe...
God.
God?
Wow. Not really.
So, once... Whoa. What is considered a sin in the shoe world, then?
To like Adidas.
To like Adidas?
Oh.
Hot take.
So, what about New Balance?
Is it Nike?
Has an N?
Not the same. I'm pretty biased. I'm a full-fledged Nike supporter in everything that they do.
Like, instead of raising the American flag, he raises the Nike swoosh in American flag colors.
Yes.
He's a huge fan of Freak. He's a huge fan of Nike Dune.
Phil Knight.
No.
Bill Bowerman.
No.
Michael
controversial.
Jordan.
No.
Tiger Woods.
You guys are doing this intentionally right now.
Colin Kaepernick.
That's the one.
Ooh.
You're a huge fan of Colin Kaepernick, right?
Big fan.
By the way, Connor is white.
Big fan.
Big fan.
Do I have anything against Colin Kaepernick?
No. I'm no.
That's not good. That's not good. Crazy.
All right.
Are we jumping into that?
No, we're not. This is a... we're not going to talk
this
about that.
This is a non-political podcast. All
right. We're sorry. No, we're not talking about that. I'm getting kind of sick. No. Okay. So, going back to the subject of shoes.
Yes.
I thought, since we have our shoe god here with two Ds.
Two Ds.
Double D.
I love double D's.
All right. So, speaking of those shoes, right? What would you consider is your favorite type of shoe? I can tell you one first. I like the Janoski Air Max.
The Janoski Max? Yeah, that's a good one.
They're nice and comfy. They have them in different shapes and sizes and colors. It has an air pocket. They're comfortable because it has the old Nike Free.
Yeah, it's got a free bottom with an Air Max heel. Yeah.
So.
And it's got an attached tongue.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So you don't worry about the tongue sliding into the side.
That's a pet peeve.
Yeah, so they're pretty nice. You wanting a specific style or just overall?
Like, I said Janoski Max, but I could have said Air Max.
Yeah, like, for example, Air Max, hands down, my favorite shoe. I think I have easily probably like 50 pairs of just Air Max in general.
Wow, I haven't been upstairs in your shoe.
Yeah, I don't think you've
grown in a long time. Then.
I don't think anyone's allowed to see it. No, I'm just kidding. It's really dirty upstairs.
Don't even recommend to go into that room.
you need to know the password.
What's the password?
The Dude Nanto.
The Dude Nanto.
My favorite shoe is probably Chuck's by Converse.
Chuck Taylor's?
They're just classic.
Low top or high top?
I respect that.
Yeah. Low top.
Low top, okay.
See, I'm more of a high top.
I respect that, but I'm more for low top.
I mean, he doesn't want me breaking his ankles every time.
Yeah.
I mean, have you seen me play basketball?
Bro, I'd dunk on you.
Yeah. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, anyway.
I mean, see, this is where we're going to get, this is what I thought about, right?
Yeah.
The Converse Chuck Taylors are like, this might be an opinion. This might be a take. Yeah. It's probably one of the most classic shoes of history.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, when you think of a shoe, that's like,
for sure,
what comes to your mind?
Well, back in the day, like, before, like, Nike and Adidas, like, Converse was, like, the shoe, like, that
was
sports-wise that you played in. Like,
it was the shoe.
Like, Magic Johnson, Larry Bird, like, all those players, they played in Converse. Mm-hmm. Like, Converse was, like, the shoe.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
To have, like, if you didn't have a pair of Chuck 70s, like,
why are you even here?
Like, all stars, like, what, like, do you even know shoes? Like,
yeah,
probably not.
When I was a kid, I was talking to my mom, I was like, hey, I want a pair of Chucks, and my mom was like, Chucks? That's like what we wore when I was in middle school, like, that's what the poor kids always wore. And I'm like, I don't know what to tell you, Mom.
They're cool now.
They made a comeback for sure.
Like they are gone for a little bit. Yeah. Then they're like, oh, everyone has them, and then people stop wearing them, and then they creep back generationally. Yeah. So it's like every five to, like in elementary school, they weren't being worn.
Yeah, when we
middle
were,
school, they were huge.
When we were kids, they weren't that popular.
No one wore them when I was in school.
Yeah.
And then in high school, I bought my first pair when everyone else started like wearing them.
Yeah, when we got into high school, the vulcanized rubber,
the Vans,
Converse, like those type of shoes were starting to get popular again.
Because I was trying to get some like Vans in high school. Then when I got into college, I got some. And then the All-Star Chuck Taylors were like the white ones with the red, white, and blue stripe.
Yeah.
Those are like fresh.
Yeah, they're classy.
Hard to keep clean though.
Yeah.
Hard to keep clean, but worth it.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Do you remember the Nike Shox?
Of course. Middle school, dude. Nike Shox were like the crap. If you didn't have a pair of, like, you looked at kids who had Nike Shox, you're like, dang.
Dang,
those are fresh.
And you know, that's like around the time when Nike ID was in there.
Was popping.
And when you had one of your buddies have a pair of Nike ID shoes, I'm like, I want those.
Yeah, my little brother used to ID. Every time it was his birthday, he'd ID a pair of Shox.
Yeah.
Oh, man. The one pair that... pair of shocks that I had growing up that I loved was the Vince Carter Nike shocks. It had six shocks in the back. They were white. Freaking dope shoes.
Oh man.
So dope.
My sister worked at a Reebok outlet growing up. So that's like exclusively what I wore in high school.
Wow.
And how Reebok has fallen.
All they do is CrossFit.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they found their niche and they knocked it.
Oh, yeah. They dominate CrossFit. Yeah. I will say that.
Well, the problem was they didn't try hard enough to renew their NFL contract.
Yeah. I mean, they're not... They're still relevant, I guess, in some aspects, like CrossFit.
Yeah.
They have some stylish, like, streetwear kind of styles going on, but other than that, it's kind of Reeboks.
Yeah, I know that outlet my sister worked at is gone.
It's gone.
I used to have a pair of, remember the, I think they're called All-Stars or Superstars, Adidas Superstars.
Okay.
Those were nice. Yep. And they're just like flat bottom shoes. They either had like the blue or the white, black stripe. And they had the rainbow of all the stripes. They just had any of them. So you can buy like 10 pairs of them and they would be all different.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what though, back in North Carolina, whenever springtime hit, it was flip-flops all the time.
Did you ever have a pair of Sperry's?
Sperry's, of course. That's like a frat boy southern thing.
Oh man.
If you had a pair of Sperry's in the south, like, what were you doing?
We had this kid who would always wear Sperry's with no socks and then like light pink shorts and a button-up blue faded t-shirt.
All polo.
Every single day.
Oh, swag. Swag, swagalicious.
That's a frat boy style. That's a you got your Sperry's, your khaki shorts that are that are high, and then your polo tee or your polo.
It has to have one horse.
You're very light faded.
So now hear this, right? I have a story.
Yeah.
So when I was 15 years old, and we were me, my friend, and my mom were taking us. My mom was taking us to school because we had football workouts. In the morning, right? At 6:30. And she got us breakfast, but I was being a brat to her in the car. I was throwing my socks at her, right?
Classic.
And I was throwing my socks at her, and she said, if you throw your socks at me one more time, I'm gonna throw them out the window, right? So threw it at her. And then all of a sudden, she took my socks, started rolling down the window, and just, bloop. Tossed it out the window. And I was like, what the heck, Mom? Why did you throw my socks out? I said, she was like, I told you not to do it.
If someone makes you a direct promise like that, Troy, they have to follow up.
And like one of my best friends in the back was just
laughing
his face off. And then here, this is the kicker of the story. I checked my bag and I had a pair of Sperry's on, right?
Yeah.
I checked my bag and guess what I didn't have?
A pair of socks.
A pair of shoes.
Oh.
So I had to go work out in Sperry's.
In Sperry's.
And it was like leg day and plyometric day, and we ran sprints.
Yeah.
And I had to run them in Sperry's.
That's hilarious.
I had blisters for like a day or for like a week because it was just a bad day for me.
Sperry's are not good for anything but standing and walking in.
Yeah, makes you look like a dad when you're older.
Ooh.
But, yep. So next week, we are ending the semester for school, and I'm going on vacation. And are you going on vacation too, Connor?
Yeah, going to Georgia.
Going to Utah.
Boo.
I'm going to Georgia too. Josh, is he going? He's going to Las Vegas.
Probably going to Vegas.
Like yeah.
He's probably visiting like family. McKay, he's going to be. We're all well. Like I'm
everyone's
leaving.
Gone. McKay's going to Utah too.
Yeah, so I'm leaving on Wednesday. So if there is anything, well. Don't expect a show next week or next Saturday.
Bye week.
We might have a bye week. If anything comes, it's a bonus. Mm-hmm. So we'll see y'all in a couple of weeks. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
Bang, bang, pow, pow.
See you, the dude. So on today's podcast, our guest star, Paige is back, right?
Hey, guys.
And then we have Rex. He's new.
Sup.
And we have Josh again.
Sup.
And then Troy's here. That's my name. So we're back.